But first today, a union is saying that dozens of staff are leaving the Queensland campuses of the Australian Agricultural College Corporation because they don't see a positive future in it. Voluntary separation packages have been offered to staff, and this Friday, 8 trainers will be finishing up at the Dalby campus alone, leaving just 2. 10 staff have also left the Longreach Pastoral Campus this year. The only trainer at Cunnamulla is also moving on. The College Corporation says jobs will only be refilled if the demand for training is there. Amy Phillips reports.
The state government owned the corporation to provide tertiary education in the agriculture industry, and in 2010 decided to restructure it because of very low enrolments. Changes have included the sale of the Burdekin campus, as well as the relocation of the head office from Dalby to Gatton University. The Working Together Queensland Industrial Union employees representative, Dennis Mullen, says the latest redundancies across the campuses prove there's not a bright future for the AACC, and especially the Dalby campus.
Sadly, I don't believe so. Not as a viable educational alone and sent their kids to for generations. It's gone.
So what was it and what will it be after this week?
Okay, well, it got linked up along with other agricultural colleges around the state as part of what they call the Australian Agricultural College Corporation. And when I first came back onto the scene a couple of years ago, Dalby was the headquarters for that corporation across the state. There was more than 100 people there. It was vibrant. They were offering Certificate 4 and Diploma residential courses. They were on a property of just under 3,000 hectares. And while they were struggling for students, it was still performing the role that the people of Darling Downs had grown up with and been accustomed to. Since then, a range of things have happened. Firstly, the head office was stripped out of there and taken down to the university at Gatton. Then the 2,500 odd hectares was sold off, except for a remnant of 380 hectares, which is kept as a model farm with a couple of employees. All of their buildings were handed over to Education Queensland. But through all of this, the management of the Australian Agricultural College is saying, no, Dalby is part of our future. It's going to be a vibrant part of our future, and people out there can be confident that we will continue to offer quality educational outcomes there. But the last nail in the coffin has been by the, what I believe is the misuse of the government's voluntary separation program, where of the 10 remaining instructors out there, I'm led to believe that 8 of them will be leaving the organisation this Friday. Once you get an organisation with almost all of their farm gone, no classrooms left, no workshops, no staff, I don't believe you can claim to be an educational institution anymore. In fact, probably the only thing left of the Dalby Ag College will be the sign on the gate.
But if there was a problem with attracting enough students, shouldn't the Dalby Ag College be wound down?
Certainly there is difficulty, and there is, sadly, and this is where this issue isn't just an industrial or political one, Belinda, it's also a social and community one. We have a continuing problem with kids leaving the country, leaving the bush, moving firstly to places like Toowoomba, but more likely to places like Brisbane on the Gold Coast. If the product they were offering there needed updating, then that's what they should have been doing, rather than simply winding it up.
Dennis Mullins from the Working Together Queensland Industrial Union. The Executive Director of the AACC, Tony Rainett, says the voluntary redundancies were offered to bring fresh blood into the organisation, but says there's no guarantee all of the jobs will be replaced.
A number of staff have taken the opportunity to avail themselves of the voluntary separation program that Dennis referred to, and that's not uncommon throughout the Queensland Public Service. It's an opportunity for us to refresh the workforce, and equally for those staff who, in some cases, are close to their retirement age or approaching retirement, to move on and either retire or do something different with their lives, which is perfectly reasonable.
So in 2012, will there be 10 permanent trainers again based at Dalby?
I think, Belinda, listeners need to understand the changes that have occurred at Dalby. Dalby has now become, for the Australian Agricultural College Corporation, a rural training centre. So we will continue to deliver training services and products from Dalby. As well as that, the residential campus has transferred to Education Queensland as an agricultural high school. They've had a very successful year this year, and numbers look stronger for next year. They're talking about 60 enrolments for next year.